It's been a while. It's time for Wireless Wednesday here on the Mitch Evans Experience on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's been, I guess, a month since Rick Lippert and I were together. Of course, I spent a couple of weeks in the morning drive and in middays, and last week we weren't together. But Rick is back. And you know our guy, Rick Lippert, of course, a guy that does Atlanta-based Yahoo News and sports contributor. He's got the sports technology on a national level. He writes a daily tech column for Examiner.com. He's featured weekly on CBS Atlanta. He's everywhere. That's the point that I'm trying to make. You can follow Rick on Twitter, at Rick Roswell. Also, check out his website, everything that we talk about over the course of the next 10, 12 minutes or so. You can find on ricklimpert.info. How you doing, buddy?
Yes, you're the one that's everywhere. You're on mornings, you're on afternoons, now you're back on nights. I can't keep up.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to actually be back in middays for a little bit of a spell next week. But I think we'll, as we get to training camp, we'll batten down the hatches, and I'll be back here for a while from 10 to 2. But Rick, real quick, you and I usually discuss tennis. You cover tennis for a living as well. Wimbledon now in the books, and a great men's final between Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer. Did you think Fed had a chance in this one?
Oh, he definitely had a chance. It was great for tennis, and it was great for people that love to watch tennis, because it was about as pure and clean as tennis as you can get. Especially for a final of a major event, it was fun to watch. And Djokovic amazed me, because I've never seen a player win the big points that he has to win all the time. He gets out of jams, and my hat's off to both of them. Federer's a great champion, and Djokovic adding to his total of Grand Slams as well.
Yeah, I hadn't realized that he had lost as many Grand Slam finals in a row as he had. And, obviously if he would have lost that one to Federer, that really he really would have been questioning himself. But Boris Boom Boom Becker really looking boom boom. Let me tell you, he's gained some weight. I didn't recognize him at first, but he's done a great job. And once the serve kind of left Federer, I thought that was the thing. As long as he was doing so great with the serve over the course of those five sets, but once that escaped him, it really was the door opening for Djokovic to bust through it and steal it away.
Yeah, Djokovic's too good a returner. Mm-hmm. For Federer to be off a little bit on the serve, Djokovic will take advantage of that every time.
All right, let's get to it with Rick Lippert here on a Wireless Wednesday, Mitch Evans Experience on 92.9 The Game. And the topic this evening is decorating or redecorating or rearranging your home space, your workspace. And, what are some of the best ways to go about doing something like that? What's involved, Rick?
You're looking to look at it from a guy's angle, so you assume that most of your listeners of this hour are men. And while women usually handle the redecorating, men now can get involved because there's some apps that, maybe the guy's rooms in the house are the den or the theater or the office.
Right.
And I got some apps that'll help you with that. And the first one is called House, H-O-U-Z-Z. And it's basically an app where you kind of put in what room you're looking at, and it gives you inspiration and different designs from already decorated room. So if you're looking to maybe redesign your study or your library, you can check out current and recent designs, kind of what's modern or maybe a throwback type design, to get some ideas.
And let's make one thing clear with everybody that's listening right now to this Wireless Wednesday segment. Any of the apps that we're talking about, they are free. So that's certainly something that you look at and you feel good about. I've heard of, is it Pinterest? Is that the correct pronunciation?
Yeah, you got it right.
I've heard of Pinterest. I'm really not exactly sure what it does, but why is it great for decorators?
Well, Pinterest is a social media platform, just like Twitter and Facebook, but it involves pictures, and it's really big with women who are very visual, but men are kind of taken to it as well. I think for decorating and getting designs and ideas, Pinterest has a wealth of information, just millions and millions of pictures. And if you're a visual person and like looking at pictures and not have to worry about reading all the stuff that I do, the writing around the pictures, then you'll just love Pinterest.
And when we're talking about redecorating or you know, putting something together new in an office, obviously paint is part of that equation. And Color Snap is something that you recommend as far as these free apps.
Yeah, I hate to paint, but when you do have to paint, a lot of times you get a specific color you want, and especially guys who are big sports fans, they may want that Florida Gator orange or that Alabama crimson color. Now, with Color Snap, this app, you put your picture into the app and then highlight the particular area, that color that you want in that picture, and it will come out, put out the exact Benjamin Moore paint that you need to get to that color. So really good for dissecting specific colors that you might need.
We're talking decorating your home or workspace. Mitch Evans Experience on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game here on a Wireless Wednesday with Rick Limpert. You can check out his website, ricklimpert.info, or follow him on Twitter, at Rick Roswell. Next up, something that when you talk about not just paint, but also light in your workspace, in your office, and an app called Photo Measures Light, which does exactly what for you?
It measures dimensions of things in your room. So let's say you have an empty room, you can take a picture of this room, and then the app will tell you, without you having to get out and measure, the distance between doors, between windows. The app can calculate for you that information. You can take this picture to a paint store or to a hardware store when you have to get specific sizes of items, and you have all your dimensions already entered in on this, on your picture through this app. It's called Photo Measures Light. It's not a light app, it's more of a measurement.
Okay, so it's really about measurements. Well, the next one really is amazing, this next app, which is called Snapshot, because this is something, let me get this straight now. This is an app that allows you to actually drag and drop like furniture into a room that you have a shot of to see how it would look.
This one's really amazing. This really just shows how far technology has come with these apps. And now it's getting retailers involved as well. So take a picture of your room, and then you can drag and drop, like you said, the furniture from popular furniture stores into your picture to see how that specific bed or chair or sofa will look in your room before you actually have to get the money and buy it. So this is this really gives you an idea of how something looks in a picture. And a lot of times things look more realistic in a picture. You get a really good representation of how that's going to look.
How in the heck do they do this, Rick?
It's unbelievable. I mean, this,
come on.
I thought of something like this just a couple years ago. I mean, it's what's great is they get the retailers involved and the furniture makers involved with these apps. And that just makes them all the more powerful and all the more useful for us.
And now, Wireless Wednesday, App of the Week. App of the Week.
All right, what do we got? It's been a while. I almost forgot to do App of the Week.
Yeah, a little 10-second delay there. This, the App of the Week is not a decorating app, but it's called Dinner Time. And it's not about dinner, really. But, you know, kids love apps.
Well, then what's it really about then, Rick?
Okay, kids love apps, especially, except when their parents are involved in controlling something on their phone or their tablet. Mm-hmm. And Dinner Time allows a parent to manage a smartphone that a kid owns by putting in restrictions on what time they can use it, what time they can't use it. So basically, it's got a block on it. Puts a block on a kid's cell phone, so you know during study hours, the kid can't. The phone is basically useless.
Wow, boy, kids are going to hate this.
Kids are going to absolutely hate this app. But with school starting in a few weeks, and kids attached to their smartphones, the parents sometimes they get the kids studying. You got to limit the use of the phones. And Dinner Time is an app that will do that. It's a free app again on for Apple or for Google Android phones. So parents may want to give it a try.
Wow, that's interesting. Boy, the last couple of ones are really pretty pretty cool apps that you got there. All right, Rick, it's been real. It's been too long, and we'll have to wait a couple more weeks to do it again, but I look forward to Wireless Wednesday in a couple of weeks from now.
Yeah, exciting stuff coming up. We'll have tennis apps and tennis stuff during the BB&T Atlanta